Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. And you are the reason we are here. Because here at Greenfield, you get great health care. Medicaid takes care of it, and we don't want them to take it away. So that's why we're here, and I'm fighting in Washington to make sure that they keep Medicaid, because so many people depend on it for good health care and for good health care here at Greenfield. So I thank you all for being here, and I see your faces, and it gives me strength. It makes me say we have to fight as hard as we can, because you're beautiful people who get lovely, wonderful health care here at Greenfield, which has a great reputation here in Western New York. So thank you all for being here. I want to welcome some of our guests. We have, of course, our great Erie County Executive, Mark Poloncarz, who is here, who's fighting hard for Medicaid. We have Dr. Chris Koenig. He's the president of what's called Lineage Care Group, and that's what the parent company for Greenfield. Thank you, Mr. Koenig. We have Sherry Scavone. She's a board member of Niagara Lutheran and family members of the affected patient. Thank you, Sherry. Is Marlene Silva here? She was a patient who's going to say, speak to us in a few minutes. Thank you for being here, Marlene. And then we have so many workers who provide the great care here at Greenfield. Raise your hands, folks, if you work here. Thank you. Look what nice people are. Did they take good care of you?
Yes.
There you go. Well, thank you very, very much. See your faces, because we want you to keep your jobs.
Yes.
You would lose your health care and they would lose their jobs, and that would be a terrible, terrible thing, and that's why we're fighting so hard against it. So, we're here today for something very serious that people hear about but might not see. And that is the impact of Medicaid on Western New York. Last week, unfortunately, in the House of Representatives, the Republicans took a major step implementing a budget that would cripple Medicaid with an $880 billion health care cut. That would devastate health care throughout Western New York and Erie County. Thousands of people like yourselves would no longer get health care. Thousands of people who are workers like this would lose their jobs. It would be a terrible thing. And so I am warning here today, if this happens, if the $880 billion cut that passed the House of Representatives becomes law, thousands of seniors would lose their health care throughout Western New York. Thousands, maybe even tens of thousands. Would that be right,
Mark? Across Western New York, yes.
Yes, tens of thousands across Western New York, and thousands of people would lose their jobs, even though they give good health care. And why are they doing this? You know why? It's a horrible reason. They want to give bigger tax breaks to billionaires, to the wealthiest people in the country. Now, if someone's a billionaire, God bless them, they have a lot of money. But they don't need a tax break, particularly at your expense, and at the expense of the workers here as well. And so that's what we're fighting. And we're Medicaid like this. If they did this deep a Medicaid cut, it would blow a crater through health care throughout Western New York, here in Lancaster, here in Greenfield, and throughout the whole area, and throughout the country. And they say, well, you could move in with your children. Most people can't move in with their children. First of all, some of their children don't live right here in Western New York. Second of all, many of your children don't have room to bring mom or dad into the home. And you get special care here. And your children, as much as they love you and want to take care of you, wouldn't have the ability to take care of you. So it's a terrible idea. But that's what we're saying to people here in Western New York and throughout America. It not only affects the seniors, it not only affects the workers, the seniors who get care, not only affects the seniors who get care of the workers, it affects hundreds of thousands of your children because they want you taken care of. And they wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do. You know, they don't have the kind of money that would pay for this. We made a great advance over the years. Medicaid paid for health care at assisted living facilities, at nursing homes, at hospitals. Medicaid paid for that. And to take that away, to slash it, would be so unfair. If your kids had to bring a loved one home, would they be able to retrofit the house? For some of you, would they be able to have something that climbs up the stairs, you know, an automatic wheelchair? No. So this is very bad. And Greenfield does such a good job giving health care. But this would not just affect Greenfield. Erie County Medical Center, one of our best hospitals that provides good care here, would lose about half of its money. Erie County Medical Center would lose 48% of their money. Medicaid accounts for $800 million for Erie County Medical Center, they'd lose 48% of their money. Catholic Health, which also provides great health care, would lose over $200 million. And every hospital, every nursing home, every center for drug treatment would be affected in a very serious and bad way if this happened. Every one of them. So, this makes no sense. So I am here to fight. And you know the best way to fight on this issue? You. Let people see who this would affect. This is just not an abstract thing. This is not just a partisan fight that's going on in Washington. This affects real lives. This affects nice people like yourselves. And so it's so important. That's why I wanted to come here. I didn't want to fight with just facts and words. I wanted to fight with faces and people. Faces and people. And that is what we're doing here today. We cannot let this Medicaid budget bomb go under the radar. Hi, Ron. You want to bring your microphone up?
Thank you, sir. Sorry, everybody.
Does everyone know Ron here?
Allegedly.
Thank you. Okay. Let me wait for Ron to get back to his station. So as I said, coming here, seeing your faces, seeing who you are, makes this so real. And it's not just you here at Greenfield. thousands and thousands of senior citizens would lose their care. Thousands and thousands of seniors would be told, your children have got to take you in, even if your children can't or don't have the ability to give you the kind of health care that you need. And why are they doing this all? Tax breaks for billionaires. They want to take the money away from you, away from these nice people who work here, and make the billionaires even richer. God bless them, but they got enough money. They don't need any more money. There is, in the 23rd congressional district where we now are, 38% of the children are covered by Medicaid, 48% of the births, but 70% of the nursing home residents are covered by Medicaid. And as I mentioned before, this was a beautiful thing. When Medicaid decided to cover people who are in assisted living facilities, who are in nursing homes, it was a wonderful thing because you would get a good health care in a wonderful place that treats you nicely instead of wondering what you were going to do. And that's what used to happen a generation ago. But it's not happening now. And so I am here to tell you I am going to do everything in my power to not let them cut Medicaid, plain and simple, because you need it, you depend on it, and so do so many other people in this community. Nearly 400,000 people in Western New York are on Medicaid, 400,000. And large numbers of seniors, as I said, depend on it. Now, some people say, well, let the states pay for it. The state doesn't have that kind of money. It wouldn't happen. Or the state would give half the money and half of you would not be able to be here and half the workers would not be able to be here. Is that fair? That's not fair at all. That is not fair at all. And so we are going to do everything we can. We're in the fight of our lives. I have fought to preserve Medicaid over the years. I have fought to expand Medicaid, ACA, over the years. And now with this, that the House of Representatives cut $880 billion out of Medicaid, I am saying we cannot let that happen. I am totally allied with you and the members here at Greenfield and the people who work here, okay? They don't need to cut Medicaid. Just simply tell those billionaires, you got enough money. Don't take it off don't take money on your backs to help them. So with that, let me call on our great county executive, Mark Poloncarz, to follow up, because he's been totally on our side, working with me. The county depends on Medicaid as well. So Mark, you're up.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator, and thank you for fighting for what is truly the health care coverage for a significant portion of our population. You didn't want to talk about facts, you want to talk about faces. Faces are important, but the facts are as well.
They are.
36% of Erie County's residents rely on Medicaid as their health care coverage, from infants to our oldest residents. It is the largest health care coverage organization of any in our community. And I think what people need to understand, and why the senator's here and why everyone's here, is that the $880 billion proposed cut would be an astronomical cut on Medicaid as it pertains to any community in the United States. Just in this zip code alone, there are 865 people in 2023 over the age of 65 who rely on Medicaid, and a significant portion of those individuals reside in Greenfields, reside in other facilities. And if Medicaid was not available to pay for your health care coverage, you would not be able, as the senator noted, to live in a beautiful facility like this. And this is a wonder facility, a top-notch facility that's always highly rated. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about stripping away people's health care coverage. For what? A cut for billionaires, a tax cut for billionaires. That's what this is all about. So I want to thank the senator for being here today. I want to thank the Greenfield staff for supporting this effort to ensure that the health care coverage that is the primary coverage for 36% of the residents of Erie County is not cut. Because if you cut that, we're talking about stripping away the benefits that you deserve and you've earned, that you worked through all these years, paying into the system to ensure that Medicare would be there, Medicaid would be there. In some ways, this is deferred compensation for all of your efforts for decades to ensure that we, as a nation, will not turn our backs on you when you just need a little help to pay for your health care. So I want to thank the senator for his support. He's right. This is a battle. It is a battle. And I think it's important that you all voice your opinions as well. You live in Lancaster, Congressman Nick Langworthy is your congressman. He needs to hear from you. Write a letter. Send an email if you have the ability to send an email. Write a handwritten letter. I can tell you, the senator can tell you, the most important, in some ways, letters that we see are the ones that people send us, handwritten. I get every single one of them. I don't get every email, but I get every single handwritten letter. We need you to send that message to Nick Langworthy to say, don't cut Medicaid, because what will I do? And that's what it's about. What will families do? We know the cost of health care is expensive. You get incredible coverage here. And if you had to pay for it out of your own pocket, you wouldn't be able to do it. So people would be knocked off Medicaid. Some of these individuals would lose their jobs. And it's just, it's mean. So thank you, Senator, for fighting this. I will continue to voice my opinion to ensure that our residents aren't stripped of the benefit that they deserve, a benefit that they've paid for throughout their entire life. Thank you.
Thank you. And I did want to follow up on what Mark said. How can you help? Because I was going to save that for the end. How can you help? Call your congressman. Call your local elected officials and tell them to talk to the congressman. If you're friendly with your state assemblyman, state senator, town councilman. And how many of you have children who live in Western New York or in New York? Raise your hands. Many of you, call your kids and tell them to call their congressmen, their senators, and tell them we can't cut Medicaid. It will hurt too many people, too many good people like yourselves. That's really, really important. We're doing this around the country. Senators and congressmen throughout the country who believe in Medicaid are going to nursing homes, are going to hospitals, are going to community centers, federally qualified community health care centers, and telling them to do the same. Call your congressman, call your senator, because you know, folks, we are a democracy, and when the public speaks up, the public usually wins. Sometimes you say, what can we do about this? Well, you have some power to do something about it by calling your local elected officials, your congressmen and others, and telling them, you can be very nice, very polite, say, please, I depend on Medicaid, I'm here at Greenfield, or have your kids say, my mom, my dad is at Greenfield, and we need this kind of health care. So please do that. Okay, our next speaker, as Mark has mentioned, here Greenfield is known for being a nice place that gives very good health care. And that's because the people who run it care about it. They have a religious tradition, which says always help people, that's what our Bible tells us, and they do a very good job, and the president of Lineage Care, which is the parent company of Greenfield, is Dr. Chris Koenig. Chris.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chris Koenig, and I'm the proud president of the CEO of the Niagara Lutheran Health System in the Greenfield campus and Schofield Care. Together, these organizations represent nearly two centuries of nonprofit service to the Western New York community. Two healthcare systems. I know where our residents are when they say they can't hear me. Sorry, folks. You know, that's what I get for trying to read. I'm just going to let this one go then.
You want me to hold it?
My eyes are that bad, Senator. I'm sorry. I don't know if it'll matter, but thank you.
Okay.
So we're gathered here today to talk about the long-term healthcare system in Western New York. It's in crisis. First, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to Senator Chuck Schumer for joining us. His presence here and his ongoing support demonstrates the leadership we need at this critical moment. Because make no mistake, the future of long-term care in New York is on the line. Let's look at some facts. New York State nursing homes have not received a cost of living increase in Medicaid reimbursement since 2007. That's nearly two decades without an adequate adjustment, while the cost of care continues to soar. 64% of nursing home residents rely on Medicaid. That's nearly two-thirds of those we serve every single day. Yet each facility faces an average Medicaid funding shortfall of over $100 a day per resident. We're being asked to do more with less, and it's no longer possible. Since 2014, 32 nursing homes have closed across New York State, including two right here in Western New York in the past year alone. And more than 72,000 nursing home beds across the state are now considered distressed and at risk of closure. I should probably stop and make sure you can hear me.
Yes.
Yes, okay, sorry, thank you. And now, federal budget cuts threaten to make a bad situation even worse. If enacted, these cuts will further weaken an already inadequate Medicaid reimbursement system in New York. The consequences would be devastating. We won't be able to pay our staff wages they deeply deserve, wages that reflect the skill, compassion, and resilience that they bring to the workforce every single day. We won't have resources to bring innovative new programs to our residents, programs that improve quality of life, extend independence, and honor the dignity of the aging. We won't be able to upgrade our facilities to meet changing regulatory standards or adopt the rapidly evolving healthcare landscape and the complex needs of today's patients. This is not just a funding issue. It's a care issue, it's a workforce issue, it's a human issue. Without meaningful investment, we risk losing not just buildings, but the very fabric of the care that holds our communities together. That's why today matters. That's why Senator Schumer's advocacy matters. And that's why we must continue raising our voices. We're not asking for special treatment. We're asking for fair and a functional system, one that allows us to fulfill our mission, support our caregivers, and to care for our most vulnerable with the dignity and excellence they deserve. Thank you for being here today, and thank you again, Senator Schumer, for standing with us, not just today, but for every day in the fight for the future of long-term care in Western New York. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Okay. Everyone can hear me, I presume. I'm not as soft-spoken as Chris. Okay, now Niagara Lutheran has had a grand tradition of giving great health care for people in Western New York. It's a wonderful organization, it's a caring organization, and as you know, they're the parent company here. And so we have a member of their board who works very hard to see that Niagara Lutheran gives the good health care that it does, and her name is Sherry Scavone, and I'm calling her up to say a few words. Sherry, thank you.
At the risk of not being heard, I'll use the microphone. So good morning. My name is Sherry Scavone, and I do proudly serve as a board member for Niagara Lutheran Health Systems. But I also stand here today as an advocate and on behalf of all of your families as a family member and as a daughter. So I'm also someone who had to make the devastating decision to place my father in a nursing home when caring for him at home was no longer possible and his medical condition deteriorated. It's a moment no family looks forward to, and it's heartbreaking. What comes next is even harder. You're forced to place the well-being, the dignity, the very life of someone you love into the hands of strangers, people you hope will treat your loved ones the way you would. Caring for our elders is some of the most difficult and sacred work that exists. Yet the people doing the work, overwhelmingly women and disproportionately women of color, are paid some of the lowest wages in our economy. The average hourly wage in a residential long-term care is just $15.22 an hour compared to over $20 in the broader workforce. 81% of these workers are women and 22% are black women. Many live near the poverty line. And why is this? Because as Chris noted, Medicaid reimbursement rates that cover a vast majority of individuals in long-term care facilities are too low. And they're the primary way these facilities are funded. These wages are not a reflection of the value of the work. They're a reflection of poor policy decisions. And if Congress cuts Medicaid rates any further, the consequences would be catastrophic. Turnover in even the best facilities like Greenfield's is pretty consistent. Just as my dad began to trust someone, they were gone. Imagine losing your independence, your strength, and then losing the stability of those caring for you. That's what he faced, and that's what we as his family faced. My dad was an iron worker. He built bridges, he chopped wood, he served his country in the Army. He lived a life of strength and self-reliance. But in his final years, he was completely dependent on others, others who were paid barely more than minimum wage, and that's not right. And we should not tolerate a system that devalues both the people giving the care and the people receiving it. We don't value our elders, we don't value our caregivers, and if we did, we wouldn't be talking about cutting Medicaid. We'd be fighting to strengthen it. Cutting long-term care Medicaid is a moral failure, not just a policy debate. So I say to Congress, and under the lead of the senator, don't you dare cut Medicaid. And I challenge you, Congress, spend one day in the shoes of a certified nursing assistant. Spend one day as someone completely dependent on strangers to bathe you, feed you, change you. Spend one day as a daughter or spouse hoping, praying that your loved one is being cared for with compassion and dignity. Because if you cut Medicaid, you're saying you don't care. But here's the truth. We don't care how much you know until we know that you care. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. And folks, Sherry was not exaggerating words when she said the cut would be catastrophic. Most of you wouldn't be able to stay here. And how many workers are at Greenfield, Chris?
Over 500.
Over 500 workers, many of them would lose their jobs. That's how bad this is. Number one, you need the health care. Number two, health care is an important part of our Western New York economy, and it would just be slashed. So our last speaker is Marlene Silva, who is a patient here at Greenfield. Is Marlene going to speak?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Maybe she should have the microphone.
Yeah, I'll hold it for her. Do you want me to hold it for you?
No.
She can hold it.
I urge you to... I urge you to listen carefully to the senator who has given you figures that are astounding. One of the points I want to make is that senior citizens are not people who have no intelligence, who can only be affected by very poor care. As for myself, for 20 years I worked in the corporate world. For 10 years I worked as a licensed clinical professional, and I worked with individuals who, like myself, who found themselves on Medicaid without knowing that they would ever be there. And I think that's a very important point to make.
Yes.
That it, just because you're in Medicaid doesn't mean that you've always been poor or that you always depended on other people. You are also people who have had good jobs, who have contributed a lot to the community, and they should be recognized as well.
Beautiful job. Thank you. Okay, now we'll take some questions on this subject.
Senator,
yes.
Republican lawmakers make a couple of different arguments about this. First of all, they say that not all of this $880 billion framework cut comes from Medicaid. They say that people will not lose their benefits, and that a lot of this can come right from just making sure that the right people are eligible for Medicaid that are getting the benefits. Believe those arguments, first of all, and is there any level of cuts out of that $880 billion framework to Medicaid that could be stopped?
Okay. First, I do not believe those numbers. They haven't shown any evidence of that. I'd like them to come here and say, who shouldn't be here? You know? That's a horrible, cruel thing to do, and they've given no documentation of this. They just say it. Why do they say it? because they want to give the billionaires a tax cut, and they don't care, or shouldn't, they don't care, they don't seem to care, at least in the abstract, about these people. I wish everyone would come here and look at these beautiful faces. That's number one. Number two is, of the $880 billion, that's not the total cut. They want $1.5 trillion in cuts. $1.5 trillion, yeah. And the only way they're going to get that high a number is a huge number from Medicaid around the $880 billion mark. Now, there are some fighting it on both sides of the aisle. We just need everyone to fight it. And if all of our local congresspeople in New York, the Republicans, would vote no on a package that cuts Medicaid, it wouldn't happen. That's why I'm here, because I love these people, I care about these workers, but also we have the ability in New York State to stop this from happening.
How can you get Congressman
Langford's attention Well, I had just asked him to come here and look at the faces of these people before he votes. Well, you know what? If enough people call his office from here, and their children call, and their friends call, and relatives call, he'd get the message.
Senator, obviously, there's
Ron.
A concern for the senior
citizens. Say it again, please.
Senator, obviously, there's a concern for the senior citizens here, to be understood. The Medicaid program in New York State, is that part of the problem here, considering that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reports there is $83.4 billion in New York State? We have the highest per capita Medicaid costs, not just for senior citizens, but Medicaid, period. Is it time to examine? Plus, we see from the Attorney General's office, we see from the U.S. Attorney, cases of Medicaid fraud, which is what we're referring to. Is it time to re-examine that and make sure that people really are eligible, not just senior citizens?
Right.
Others who are much younger to make sure they are.
Ron, we should look across the board at any evidence of fraud and wipe it out. We should look at waste of money and wipe it out. But they have not come close, even in that report, which was one-tenth of what they proposed to cut. So there is no doubt with the magnitude of these cuts, it will cut into the bone. It will cut into what these people need. And every expert who has looked at it on any side of the aisle has said just that.
Senator,
yes, Ron. Okay, do you want to answer, Senator?
Sure. Can I say no?
Is it true that
I can directly address
that. Actually charges you a tax, a provider tax, that in turn raises your costs, and then that's used to pay for Medicaid in the state of New York? Is that true or not?
That's part of our reimbursement structure, but the real bottom line is what we get reimbursed versus the cost per day really doesn't match. So
I'm asking about a tax, sir. Are you taxed? Can you tell me how much your corporation is taxed by the state of New York to pay for Medicaid?
I can't tell you that figure right off the top of my head, but
can you get back to us with it?
Sure, I can get back to you with that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions on this subject? Yes, sir. It will be very bad for the New York State budget as well. It'll be devastating. It'll be devastating for the county budget. I'll call on County Executive Poloncarz to say that. And look, in New York, we're proud that we give good health care. In fact, most Americans, if you ask them, they say, do you get it? Is there enough put in money to give good health care to people? They say, no, not enough. We're doing things at the federal level to help. We even got the cost of prescription drugs lowered. Insulin only costs, anyone take insulin here? It only costs $35. We've now, on the 20 biggest drugs, negotiated with Medicare and Medicaid to get the price lower. We're trying to get the cost down. But we want to provide good health care. And this would, by everyone who's looked at it, would slash health care, slash it. Mark?
Thank you, Senator. To address both what Ryan and Ron talked about, they're making the statements as if we do not review Medicaid recipients and if we do not go after fraud. But in Erie County, the Department of Social Services is required
to review on at least a biannual basis, preferably an annual basis, the certification to see that individuals who've applied for Medicaid actually qualify. So the argument that there's tens of thousands in Erie County or millions nationwide who don't qualify is without merit, because governments are required to review that. And then when it comes to the provider fraud, we're joined in the back by our Medicaid Inspector General, Michael Zuccala. His team every day is reviewing bills and discrepancies to ensure that the providers are not doing fraud. And if they do, they turn over that information to the Attorney General's Office of New York State to prosecute them. So the arguments that are being made that we're not going after provider fraud are false, and that there are significant portions of our population who are receiving Medicaid that shouldn't are also false, because we're required to do the review. And then with regards to the cuts, not only would it dramatically impact our state, it would dramatically impact Erie County, because Erie County invests more than $200 million annually just for general Medicaid, and then there's tens of millions of dollars more that we provide to the Erie County Medical Center Corporation to assist them with indigent care for individuals on Medicaid. It is our level one trauma center. It is the only level one trauma center in Western New York. If there are individuals not just in Erie County, but in Genesee County or Chautauqua County who have serious life-threatening accidents and things like that, they are flown by Mercy Flight where? To ECMC. And those counties don't pay for that. In some ways, Erie County pays for it, and it comes out of the Medicaid amount. So I think people need to understand that if you cut Medicaid to the drastic amount that they're talking about, not only are you impacting each of the individuals here, you're impacting our level one trauma center, and Erie County will not be able to pick up the tab. It will cost not just tens of millions, but hundreds of millions more to do that, putting ECMC at risk and putting our health care at risk. It's just mean, as I said, and that's why we're here.
It's cruel. And by the way, if they did the $880 billion, so many people in the healthcare industry, not just here, but at ECMC, at our hospitals, at our nursing homes, would be thrown out, and so many others would lose their jobs. I would argue it would cause a recession in this county, because healthcare is one of the most important things we do. It's one of the largest employers, et cetera. Okay? Okay, thank you, everybody, and I want to thank our senior citizens.
Just for the CEO, do you have an estimate of how many of the residents will be affected and affected their benefit cuts? And are you working on any sort of contingency plan to make sure that people aren't thrown out if this is the case?
Yeah, well, I don't think I can answer that question, and I don't want to be an alarmist. I think the senator and the county executive made good points to why this is really important. I think it's the work that this company has done for the past almost 80 years has really been important and meaningful to make sure that everybody has somewhere to stay. We are working on contingency plans. Another plan is the advocacy that we're doing and having Senator Schumer here.
And just imagine, we'll conclude, but if we had, it's 64% of the money here comes from Medicaid, 64%. So you can imagine the devastation if that were taken away.
I'd be glad to talk off camera.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Okay.
That's fine. Thank you. Good. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to come say hello.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.